it'd be tough. I mean, you know, certainly I'd like to go back and visit, but as far as moving back and living there permanently, I probably, you know, would be very resistant to it, just because a lot of my family that I'm close with is here. Parents are established here. My brother and his family are established here, and a lot of my close relatives and friends are here. If, you know, I had to move back there, it would have to be a pretty significant reason. You know, I mean, I still have a few family members there on my dad's side, but, you know, I don't really know them because I didn't grow up with them. I haven't been around them. I haven't personally, physically seen them since I left when I was 5. And even then, that experience was very, very little. And so now, if I had the opportunity to go back and visit, great. I mean, I actually haven't gone back to visit since I left. Just because of, you know, the years of going through school and working, not having enough time off to go back. But now that I'm a little bit more settled and established, then, yeah, I mean, I'm sure I can take 2-3 weeks off to tour the country, hang out with family, and do the things that I want to do there. You know, just going back to the old lifestyle that my parents described to me, or, you know, how they grew up, definitely I don't think I can handle it. You know, just having to fetch your own water, or, you know, boiling water to take a shower, or, you know, waking up 4 in the morning to go, you know, wake up with your parents to, you know, run the farms, because they used to own a farm, you know, pick whatever harvest that it was at that time, do that. And then my mom, she's the eldest of 7 kids, so not only did she have, you know, responsibilities of taking care of, you know, the family business, but she had to take care of her 6 other younger brothers and sisters. And at that time, you know, if something went wrong, or if one of her brothers and sisters cried, or, you know, they had a fight, it was her fault, because it was considered her fault, because her dad would say, hey, you're responsible for them, why is this happening? So if I were to ever, you know, be put in her shoes even for a week, I don't think I can hang, just because, you know, what she went through was a huge struggle, just even to get us over here, what she had to go through growing up. I mean, it's almost like she had to grow up really, really fast. You know, she had to be more mature than she was for her age. She would go to school, hold down a job, and come home, take care of her home responsibilities. It's tough, you know. I mean, a lot of us here are complaining, like, you know, I have school and work. Okay, that's, you know, that's a lot to juggle, even though, but imagine that, school, work, and then taking care of kids. I mean, not just your own kids, but your siblings, and then helping support the family at the same time. So I don't know. I wouldn't be able to imagine doing that on my own. Yeah.